other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friend, she can only join us for 10-15 minutes. Maybe we can get her back on later in the hour for a little bit longer. She's Michelle Malkin, and she has written this new book, The Case for Internment, and it gets into the history of the Japanese and other people being put in internment camps during World War II versus Middle Easterners or Arabs today. And Michelle, it's good to have you on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We don't have much time to get into a bunch of history here, but your book, I've got a copy of it, I read part of it. Your book is saying that, I mean, are you saying we should put Arabs in camps?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all, and I try to make that explicitly clear throughout the book. I'm not saying that we should do what we did during World War II, but I wrote the book because I kept hearing from a lot of the critics of the Bush administration's homeland security policies that everything that President Bush and his homeland security officials were trying to do was equated to the Japanese-American internment during World War II. And basically, the ACLU, a lot of these ethnic grievance groups, have tried to oppose any kind of common sense threat profiling today because they think it's tantamount to the World War II internment and that, therefore, we should never repeat the mistakes of the past. And this internment card has scared away law enforcement officials from doing what they need to do to fight the enemy from within. We are at war, after all, with militant Islamic terrorists. And I think that there are too many people out there, including some people in the Bush administration, unfortunately, who don't want to name our enemies and take the kind of common sense measures that we need to take to protect ourselves against them. And look at someone like Norm Mineta, who's the head of the Department of Transportation. He is a Japanese-American. During World War II, he was evacuated from the West Coast under the Roosevelt policies, and he spent a couple of years in a relocation camp. And because of his own misunderstanding of history, he has blocked any kind of profiling at the airports that takes into account things like race or nationality or religion. And I think it's that kind of mentality that is going to cause another September 11th in this country.
Well, Michelle, what I think is going to cause another September 11th is the fact that our borders are wide open and that, you know, we've still got this, even supposed allies that have been caught aiding terrorists. I mean, this whole CAPS II system, I mean, they've been caught putting people on there for absolutely no reason. It's got all sorts of problems. I mean, I can see those that say it's dangerous to start going off of somebody's race alone.
Well, let me address two things. One, I absolutely agree with you about the border, and that was the theme of my first book, Invasion, that immigration has to be treated as a national security issue. But there's a connection to my new book as well, because, look, there are limited resources. We all know that. There are 13 million illegal aliens in this country, and if you're going to start deporting them, which we need to do, where should you start? My proposition is that we start with illegal aliens who come from countries that are at the highest risk of terrorism, places like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Morocco. But we can't even do that because the ACLU and a lot of these groups are the first to shout that it's profiling, we can't do it. Well, look, these people are already here illegally. They've crossed the border illegally. They've overstayed visas illegally. They've evaded deportation orders illegally. That's where we should start. And then eventually, ideally, what we really should be doing is enforcing the law consistently against everyone. But again, you can't do that because you have the open borders lobby screaming and shouting that it's somehow an infringement on the civil rights of people who don't even belong here in the first place. It's crazy.
Okay, Michelle, yeah. Listen, I want to get into this. Stay there. Let's come back in a few minutes on the other side of the break. We got a break right now. We'll be back with Michelle Malkin. We'll tell you the website and about the book and get into more details. And she may have to leave us in a little while, but I'm going to try to get her back on with us. There may have been some scheduling conflicts because you can't just talk about this properly in 10 minutes. We'll be right back with Michelle Malkin. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I agree with Michelle Malkin about the invasion, about the open borders, about the 30 million illegal aliens that are in this country. I mean, the Houston Chronicle a month ago said 400,000 illegals with criminal records. The feds ordered their jails just to release people. It's out of control. But then she has this book with a shocking title, The Case for Internment. And, Michelle, the reason people are probably freaking out over your book is folks like Michael Savage, he says bring back the sedition laws, arrest those that criticize the government because that aids terrorists. I mean, he says that word for word. Are you aware of his statements?
No, I'm not. I really am just encouraging people who are fair-minded to take a look at my book and see what I'm arguing. As I say, I'm not advocating that we do the same thing during World War II. I'm not saying that we should do that today, but I'm saying that we have to think very carefully about how we deal with potential fifth columnists in this country, potential subversives, particularly when they have American citizenship. And unfortunately, we're not able to have a rational debate about that right now. Look, the Bush administration has put forth a proposal about what we should do. They have Guantanamo Bay. They've set up military tribunals. They have an enemy combatant policy that was upheld by the Supreme Court. And yet even a lot of these people on the left who do say they want to wage a war on terror and make sure that we're safe have no alternative. They have no alternative. They would free everybody who's at Guantanamo Bay and let Jose Padilla walk around and do whatever he wants to do.
Okay. Okay, well, let's take that right there. They've got evidence of Jose Padilla with a plan with a dirty bomb, which has pretty much been discredited. This guy can barely tie his shoelaces. I guarantee you a jury of his peers would give that guy the death penalty. I've read Patriot Act 1 and 2. It's so wide, it's being used against pot dealers, county commissioners who give people parking spaces for a $4,000 payoff. I mean, certainly, Michelle, you're not stupid. You're a news person. You know they've been using the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases.
Well, no, I am not stupid, and I would like to ask you where you got your information that the dirty bomb plot has been discredited.
Well, I mean, it's come out that he didn't have any of the materials, that the people that he was supposedly meeting with weren't even connected to real Al-Qaeda groups, that he just shot his mouth off, that he was this ex-con from prison, and that the guy's got about an 85 IQ.
Well, I haven't read that. What I have...
Okay, well, let's go over this, Michelle.
You're making these assertions, and I'm telling you that they're wrong.
Okay.
And the fact is that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in interrogations, KSM, who is in custody, thank God, and is giving us vital information that's helping us uncover other terrorist plots, has said that one of the things that he tried to do was send Jose Padilla, who had met with a lot of, apparently a lot of high-ranking Al-Qaeda operatives and was deeply engaged in this plot, KSM had wanted to send him where? Across the border. And I think it just underscores a point of agreement that we do have, which is that the borders are extremely vulnerable and that Al-Qaeda has long seen the Mexican border as the path of least resistance.
Well, I agree with that, but let's go back for a second. Okay, well, I've got the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I've got the Associated Press, I've got conservative writers with the reports of how the Patriot Act's being used against 17-year-old pot dealers, county commissioners. The Justice Department, the Washington Times, said, yeah, we're going to use this in all cases. Of course, we're going to use these tools. And Section 802 of the Patriot Act's new definition of terrorism says any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. I mean, that is way, way, way too broad to give a citizen an enemy combatant designation.
Well, I think that you misunderstand what the Patriot Act does and doesn't do. The Patriot Act has nothing to do with the enemy combatant policy.
Actually, in Patriot Act 2, Section 501 does, and it's the definition of terrorism, and then if they can define you as a potential terrorist under the wide definition in Section 802, then they can give you the enemy combatant designation.
The enemy combatant policy is separate from the Patriot Act. And now, I can talk about the Patriot Act if that's what you want to talk about. It really isn't the subject of my book, but I think that a lot of the updating that has been done with regard to surveillance was quite necessary. We've had a Cold War mentality in this country, and we have to deal with the 21st century reality of Islamofascism, and I think the Patriot Act did a good job of doing that. Are there law enforcement officials at the local, state, and federal level that might possibly abuse the Patriot Act? Yes. But if you disarm Homeland Security officials and give them no tools at all and only foolproof tools, they'll have nothing.
Well, Michelle, look, long before 9/11, and I've made films of this, I would go out and videotape the Marines with role players training to round up people to lock down cities. It's been in the mainstream news about the drills. Will you fire on American citizens? Will you do this? That's why it concerns people when we start seeing... All of this anti-terror stuff can be turned against mainline American people. I'm sure you saw the WorldNet Daily article where they did a drill where homeschooler advocates attacked the school bus, and then homeschoolers are terrorists.
I wrote a column about that, yes.
Well, I mean, I made a film 2.5 years ago. I have training manuals under Clinton, training manuals under Bush. I will get them to you if you'd like, where they do list homeschoolers and constitutionalists and those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. And now I'm seeing this attempted link between, quote, right-wingers and the Muslims. I've seen these articles, you haven't written them, claiming that right-wingers are working with Muslims, and then Kerry gets in office. I see him using all of this internment stuff on conservatives. Michelle?
Yeah, well, all I'm asking for people to do is, as I say, read the book with an open mind. It is not simply a case of knee-jerk racism or bigotry that led to what happened during World War II. There was a vast amount of intelligence that undergirded the decision, and I think that we have to have the proper perspective about what the balance is between civil liberties and national security.
And the book is the Case for Internment, and it's published by who?
Regnery.
Yes, Regnery and the publisher website, if folks want to get it that way.
Yes.
Well, look, Michelle, you know, I'll send you all this information, but are you aware of the civilian inmate labor program that's been going on since 1996? Are you aware of that document?
No, I'm not.
Well, it started back in the 80s, and then it got declassified in 97, and there are 12 U.S. Army bases using federal inmate labor secretly until 97. It was going on since the mid-80s at these bases. And I'm telling you that we've got Mr. Calhoun, the Deputy Attorney General of California, a Democrat, who said in the major newspaper last year, in the Oakland Tribune, he said, you know, we need to look at arresting protesters because by protesting the war, they're aiding terrorists. And then we got Michael Savage saying the same thing. So that's why I think people get so upset when you put out a book called The Case for Internment, because there are these other voices out there saying that if you disagree with the government, you're seditious, you should be put in a camp.
Actually, the name of the book is In Defense of Internment, The Case for, quote-unquote, Racial Profiling for World War II and the War on Terror. That's the name of the book.
Yes, I apologize. I don't have it in front of me. I got it about a week
ago.
Have
you read the book?
Yes, I've read several chapters of it. I haven't read the whole thing.
Right.
But I've read some of your columns. I've seen you on Fox News. I've seen you... up there, I've seen Sean Hannity go, well, this lady thinks we might need to put people in camps. And then by the end of it, he goes, oh, I'm convinced. You just want to profile and keep us all safe. Look, we hear about caps, too, where all these innocent people are in it, and they're putting all this secret data in there, but you're saying they're not even able to do that. Well, they won't even tell us what they're doing, Michelle.
There's been plenty of exposition of the CAPS II program, and the CAPS II program underscores some of what I'm saying is the problem, because instead of targeting specific countries and targeting specific people who fit certain profiles, we're doing the opposite. And I think that that's part of the problem. It's that political correctness is coloring our mindset and hampering what we need to do. Instead of going after people who come from countries that are at high risk of terrorism or countries that are on the designated state sponsor list of terrorism from the State Department, instead of doing that, you know, instead of targeting, we have these broad, sweeping programs.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
That's the problem,
Michelle. Michelle, you're about to have to leave here in a minute or two, but that's exactly what I'm saying. I go look at the terror manuals. It's for gun owners, Christians, homeschoolers, conservative, and I have all these in my films. I have all these on the websites.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like what are we arguing about? So
well, that's
I'm
my point. It was supposedly 19 foreigners that did this, so how did every American become a suspect on September 12th?
Because we've been unwilling to do what we need to do, which is to be honest about identifying the enemy, i.e. Islamic extremism, and taking steps to protect ourselves against it. FBI agents are not allowed to go to mosques and surveil and do what they need to do to gather information without being accused of being jackbooted thugs and bigots. This is the problem.
But then they're able to go to peace meetings. But then they're able to go to peace meetings and question people who at the gym said that and I've read those articles. It's not just in Michael Moore's film. You know, they go question some old white guy who said he thinks the war is wrong.
Well, as I was trying to explain, this is why we end up at the airport with grandmas and toddlers being groped, while we have a reverse profiling policy that punishes airlines for pulling over people from Arab countries for secondary questioning. It is not a constitutional crisis or civil liberties nightmare to say to people, you will come under extra scrutiny and we apologize for any inconvenience.
Well, Michelle, can I get you back up for maybe 30 minutes sometime so we can debate this properly? Because, you know, I agree with some of what you said. I disagree with a lot of it because I don't think you see the motives. The government isn't making a mistake here. They want to use this against the general public. They are setting up a police state. They are setting up a national ID card. They are bringing in this global system using terror as the pretext instead of stopping the terror, which they could do. Michelle?
Right. Well, I see your point of view, and I certainly share some of your concerns about abuses by government. I mean, before September 11th, I was a staunch libertarian. I voted for the Libertarian Party, and I remain dissatisfied with many of the aspects of how the Bush administration is running the war on terror at home.
Okay, well, Michelle, you were a lot more honest on the air with us and fair with us than Ann Coulter, and I want to get you back up sometimes so we can take some calls. And I did see you get heckled there in Berkeley on C-SPAN. What was that like?
It was a zoo.
It was a zoo. All right, Michelle Malkin, take care. See you later. All right, I don't think she's evil, folks, by talking to her. I think she's uninformed. We need to inform Michelle Malkin. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You've heard about PAWS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioLox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioLox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioLox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioLox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. That's BioLox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioLox family of products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have her on longer, but somehow we got the times messed up, and she's supposed to be on the first hour, so we just had Michelle Malkin on for 20 minutes, but when you get an Ann Coulter on, I said, have you read the Patriot Act? She's going, oh, the Patriot Act doesn't take any of your freedoms. I go, have you read it? Well, no. And she wouldn't listen to anything I was saying. I'd say, well, the government's coming after the general American people. No, they're not. That's a lie. The Patriot Act isn't being used against the general public. That's a lie. But when I raised those points to Michelle Malkin, she would have to admit it was going on. And she was aware of homeschoolers being targeted as terrorists and people being trained that they're terrorists and, you know, all of this. So I've got to finish the book. I wouldn't recommend you actually get it, folks. I mean, it's a waste of your time. Because everything she puts into her argument is based on a fraud, that the government wasn't involved in 9/11, that giving up liberty gives us security. And it's part of this backdrop of, you know, the case for internment camps. You got this backdrop with people like Savage and many others out there saying how good it is if you disagree with the government, you should be put in a forced labor camp. And we have the governor of Rhode Island coming out, what, 5 months ago and trying to get a bill passed that actually said that you don't have any rights and if you criticize the government, you're put in a camp. It was actually in their major newspapers. And then he apologized and said, I hadn't read it. Homeland Security and my staff gave me this. I apologize. I didn't know this was in there. Though he was in the paper 2 days before saying what was in there and saying how good it was. And we have other states like Oregon where they almost passed Bill 742. Where if you criticize the government or block traffic or illegally download music, life in prison in a forced labor camp. That's an exact quote. You can't make stuff up like this. I mean, long before 9/11, they were gearing up for that. So Malkin's book just goes towards doing that. You know, she's somebody that looks at the government not profiling who the supposed terrorists are, but treating everyone as if they're a terrorist, and she goes, well, then let's just go after them. Lady, it's been done by design, and she didn't know what to say to that, because she knows it's true. That's right, we're all terrorists. And by the way, most Muslims aren't terrorists either. You have some copycat idiots who can be provocateured into carrying out terror attacks or trying to. Well, we've caught the government doing that, cooking bombs, training drivers, creating fake Klan groups, creating fake Hispanic groups, you know, trying to get them to carry out terror, trying to get Muslims to do stuff, you know, World Trade Center bombing one, Viper Militia, the Klan up in Dallas, the FBI got a bum steer award, it's in my film The Takeover, for a big insult here in Texas, a bum steer award from Texas Monthly for creating a Klan group and trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant. But they were so stupid they couldn't get them to successfully do it, so they went ahead and busted them. I mean, from scratch, having FBI agents and informants lead groups they form. It's a joke. It's about creating fear so you submit. Their arguments are based on a fraud. And I don't think Malkin, who used to write great articles just 3 years ago, you heard her, well, I used to be a libertarian, but now after 9/11, I... So, see, I don't think she's evil. I think she's one of the dupes, one of the useful idiots. So I don't hate her or dislike her. And we were able to move her. We were able to get her to agree with us. But somebody like Coulter, by the way, I saw her in person, man. She looks like a vampire. Saw her up in New York. Let's go ahead and go to calls. Michael in Hawaii, go ahead.
Well, aloha from the Western Front once again.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, that Michelle Malkin, wow, that was an incredible interview. I don't know if you know it or not, but a lot of your off-air conversation with her was bleeding over on the air, so you might want to let your engineer know about that. Anyway,
yeah, we need to work on stuff like that.
I didn't want you to get embarrassed or anything. I was at church this last Sunday, and I picked up a tape, your Road to Tyranny, from a friend that I had lent it to, and he just couldn't believe it. He was just, I mean, wow. He was going to your websites, and he was hungry. And I was sitting there, I was staying there talking to him again, and I gave him Police State 2 to look at, and another guy comes up, and he says, hey, what are you guys talking about? And so he told him, he said, yeah, I'd like to look at that tape. So I gave him Road to Tyranny. So now I've got two people that I'm starting to feed your tapes. So
and then you can get them to make copies of the videos, and they can get others to make copies. Pay it forward.
Yes.
You ever seen that movie, Pay It Forward?
Yes, yes. And that's you know, that's what we're doing. We're just taking it, you know, one person at a time, you know, and having them do the same thing. A couple of quick comments.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll come back to you.
Sure.
And I'll let you make those comments. You've been holding long enough. Michael in Hawaii and Chris and Megan and Richard and Charlie and everybody else, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
All right, let's go back to Michael in Hawaii. Michael, go ahead and finish up the points you were making.
Second point, I really appreciate you having that reporter on that was jailed for heckling. When I read that article over the last week, and I immediately emailed it to you because I thought, man, this guy would be a great guest, and I'm really excited to hear him coming on. Last comment, on this Internet, too, it really concerns me what kind of you foresee that a lot of us that, you know, listen to your show like on the Internet and that use the Internet extensively, what do you think is going to happen to the, you know, to those of us who realize what's going on with this New World Order and don't want to be, you know, constantly monitored and everything? I mean, my first thought is, well, I guess I'm just going to have to give up use of the Internet if I'm going to have all this, you know, ID and stuff.
But see, that's the point. They're going to force you onto the net. And it's going to be a multi-pronged attack. They're going to tax it, they're going to track it, and they're going to bring down Internet 1. This is Forbes magazine to keep it safe, of course, and force you on Internet 2, and then they're going to charge you a lot more and control what you can hear and see and do. So it's going to be like mainstream media where they restrict the number of AM and FM stations and cable channels. It's going to be a rich man's game. They've built it, they've let us use it, they've let us get addicted to it. Now they're going to tax and trace and control it. But there is going to be a massive, massive revolt against this, and there's going to be all sorts of BBS systems, and the older systems and the older networks are still going to be used, and people are going to revolt and fight against this. They can be announcing that they want to try to do this. We have to counter them, because they're saying we're going to save the internet. You know, it's going to die. It's going to happen. You know, all these big companies are saying, but don't worry, we're going to have a thing for you to jump over to Internet 2. No, we need to boycott Internet 2.
Yes.
Or at the same time, get in on the ground level and try to take control of it, which they're not going to allow. And we need to fight them trying to tax and control and regulate. But they claim that they're just going to shut Internet 1 down. They claim that more visitors to it are going to crash it and that it's inevitable.
As if
they're not laying more fiber optic cable, as if there aren't more servers, as if the Internet 8-9 years ago, you could barely get on it. There was so much use. And then they increase the bandwidth. They increase the technologies. We're getting more connectivity. We're getting more bandwidth. We're getting more quality. It's been getting cheaper. And they can't stand it because 38 to 45% of people have left television altogether. They're losing control. Go ahead.
I agree. I totally agree. And, you know, if we couldn't fight it, then I would agree with you that, you know, we should completely boycott it. But anyway, a great show, and thanks again for all the work you do. I know you get told that a lot, but I tell you what, sitting here in Hawaii and doing my work and listening to the stimulating conversation and knowing that, hey, you know, you don't screen people, you just let them get on, and you've got these guests, and I tell you what, keep up the good work, and we'll continue to watch your Western Front out here.
Well, thanks a lot, Michael. Let me try to calmly explain Internet 2. I'm here in Austin, kind of like the Silicon Hills of Central Texas. And so there's all these computers and computer engineering and software engineer and network engineer people around me. And about 4 or 5 years ago, they started saying they're going to have a new internet and it's going to be taxed and controlled, and only a few companies that already control the internet's major gates or major ports, but there's about 22 of them, those companies are going to force you onto their system. And they're going to tax and trace and control. Well, then a few years ago, we learned the name of it. It's called Internet 2. And then Forbes magazine came out in last week's issue and openly said, oh, the Internet is going to die. But don't worry, we can't save it. I mean, how ridiculous a statement. But the big companies that run the gates and run the networks, and it listed the five companies, they've got a solution with big universities and companies, Internet 2, and you'll just go through them. Well, look at who's making this statement. The very people that control the gates, that control the backbone, the hubs, the central connectivity points of the Internet, they're saying, oh, Internet 1's going to die. We're going to have to take control of it for you, though, in a way to save it and to keep you safe from terrorists. I mean, how obvious. They get us all on board, we're using it, and then they say, somebody's going to take it away from you. There's just, you know, these backbones just can't handle the pressure. And so since we run them, we're just going to let Internet 1 die, and we're going to force you onto us. All the new web addresses and everything else, and to have a website, you'll have to be with one of our institutions and pre-approved. And that'll stop terrorists, and you'll have to have an ID when you're out surfing and using the net. I mean, look, they're the industry. They're the people that are already paid handsomely for these backbones. They're the ones the government has given control of these backbones. And now they're saying it's theirs. And that's why there's an article here, let me find it, out of the Broadband Reports, saying Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, this demon, has come out and he has said that he signed today, this morning, this bill. That will make you have an Internet ID number to basically do anything. And they go, well, how is he going to regulate that? No one knows how this is going to be done. That isn't in place. Yes, it is under Internet 2. And so they're going to take all of this traffic. Folks, my website, it isn't even in the top 20 of Patriot, you know, real conservative websites, libertarian websites, whatever you want to call them. And it gets tens of millions of individual visitors a month, conservatively. We are doubling the number of users and visitors we have to the websites each and every year. It's more than doubled in the last 9-10 months. And all the sites that are updated daily, that have good content, are exploding. Again, I have read in the last few months, university, federal studies, industry studies, and depending on which one you look at, the lowest number is 38, the highest number is 45% leaving TV, cable, period. Reading books, watching films, mainly surfing the internet. People are turning it off. And people I know who were addicted to TV don't even watch it anymore. I don't even watch it anymore. I watch tapes of stuff you tape and send to me, and I watch news clips online, or, I go and I read. In the time it takes for me to watch an hour-long newscast, I can look at what all the newscasts were and look at the summations of the text or the transcripts of what they said. That's what people are doing. So, and the big news sites, they're losing ground. It's not just people leaving TV to go to their sites. They're going to our sites. So they're panicking. And so they're going to go, terrorists hacked the internet. It says in the article, because of terror attacks and because of more people in the third world signing on, it just can't handle all the traffic and it's going to die. That's ridiculous. The internet grows and grows and grows every single year. It's exploded to now over 1 billion people on it. They can't. You just add more servers, you add more wires. It's stupid. But again, the people that control the backbone are going to force you onto their system in the name of saving it. I mean, how can you buy that? Listen to this article here. This is out of Broadband Reports. California law makes email file swappers provide name, address. Previously discussed, California lawmakers have been tossing around the idea of forcing anyone who sends a commercial video or audio file via the internet to include their name and address with the transfer. Apparently, the law has been passed, SB 1506, by Governor Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator, and violating it would be a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $2,500 and or up to 1 year in prison. It is not clear how technically they hope to enforce such a law. And what this does is it makes music swappers or downloaders, that's what it's really targeting, criminals. And they'll grab, the music industry's filed suit on thousands of people now in several big waves. They'll sue 700 here, 500 there, 200 here. It's several thousand now. I haven't added it all up. But again, there's tens of millions of music downloaders. It's done to create fear, so you don't do it anymore. But see, they're asking, how are they going to track this? How are they going to control this? How are they going to know? It says in the final line, it's not clear how technically they hope to enforce it to law. Well, yes, it is. That's what Internet 2 says they're going to do. The new Microsoft software, the new Microsoft keyboards have thumb scanners in them, or thumb scanning software in the software. It's all going to that. Now, you have to become informed. I have to become more informed. We got to create sections on all our websites about this and start educating people and showing the conflict of interest of the people who own the backbone of the net, the big universities and five major companies who we've listed here. I can dig the Forbes article back out and show how they are telling you it's going to die, Internet 1, but don't worry, we'll force you on Internet 2. They're the ones that can kill it. They're the ones that, if they want to, don't put in new backbones and build their new Internet 2 backbone, which can handle the traffic. See how they're doing that? It's simple. They just build the new backbone, make it private or governmental, and then you got to go through them. And that's the plan. So we better think about this because, see, we could build our own networks, our own systems. They're already there for the Internet, but they go through these switching hubs. And so by not upgrading the switching hubs, they're going to let it die, and they're going to force you onto their new hub. Okay, I've been ranting about this enough. Let's go to calls. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, when you went to New York, what was one of the things that really got you upset? The fact that Silverstein, who owned the World Trade Center, conspired to blow the building up, the fact of the insider stock trading that took place on September 7th and September 10th, or the fact, even like your last caller, who supported the Patriot Act number 2 that was voted on in the middle of the night, and John Ashcroft said it didn't even exist.
Well, it was Patriot Act 1 that was passed the middle of the night. Patriot Act 2 wasn't passed fully. Some sections were passed in the Intelligence Enhancement Act of last year.
Right. And the fact of the insider stock trading that took place on September 7th and September 10th, which is on your website under 911 Prior Knowledge, where our CIA and no one else knew that September 11th attacks were going to happen, yet people conspired to make $225 million off the stock market on the deaths of the firemen and police officers.
Well, that was just some of the trades. It was actually in the billions of dollars, and we all heard we'd be able to find out who did it the first few days because of these record put options, and then when it led back to the CIA, that story totally and completely instantly disappeared off of newspaper headlines, disappeared from the newspapers, period. But being in New York, and to see how far away Building 7 was from Towers 1 and 2, to see how buildings owned by other people right next to Tower 1 and 2, north and south, weren't even damaged or in some cases were slightly damaged, and then to see how later that afternoon this building that wasn't even touched catches on fire and then magically collapses.
That's when I talk to people about what happened on September 11th, for instance, your last guest there, she wants to label the evil Saudi Arabian people that are terrorists, where I say, no, look at the stock trading, follow the money trail, and look at the guy who...
Can the Saudis make NORAD stand down? Can the Saudis run five drills on the morning of 9/11 of flying hijacked jets into buildings?
No, sir.
So NORAD stands down. Can the Saudis train the supposed hijackers at U.S. military bases?
No,
can the Saudis pay for their houses, cars, and credit cards through the FBI? Can the Saudis have FBI informants living with hijackers?
No, sir. And that's the reason why I focus on exactly...
Well, hold on. Can the Saudis come to actor James Woods, who saw five of the hijackers and said these guys were trying to hijack a week before? Can the Saudis have the FBI come and threaten James Woods to keep his mouth shut?
And for the people who are just tuning in today, this is all on Alex's website, all documented, all facts, on the prior 911.
Larry Silverstein says they blew it up. I mean, we don't just have the firefighters saying that they were ordered to blow it up. We don't just have firefighters telling AP reporters to get back. We don't just have Giuliani saying that he got an anonymous phone call and got told to get out of Building 7 before it collapsed and caught fire.
Correct.
We don't just have the seismograph showing the explosions. We don't just have the 47-story building falling in 3.1 seconds faster than gravity being turned into powder. We don't just have that. We have the owner saying they blew it up.
Correct.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
I mean, it's just, this is what I deal with here. I mean, I deal with the local news saying mercury is nutritious. It's good for you. I've got to get that clip. In fact, Paul Watson, I know you're listening. You usually are. Hey, you got Paul Watson's number there in front of you, don't you? Yeah, give him a call, because I meant to do this last night. I was working so hard on a new film and five other things I forgot. Ask if the new weekly report's been uploaded yet, and in that weekly report, tell him 10 minutes in I played the CBS News clip locally saying mercury's nutritious and now is a vitamin for your children. It's hard for folks to believe that. You heard the caller last hour who saw it, but have him isolate that clip if he can, and get it posted, because I'm going to try to play that in the third hour, please. Okay. Oh, actually, he was having a phone work on his house today. I remember that now. He may have to call his cell. Can you call my wife and get that from her? Because I don't have that on me. I appreciate you doing it. All right, I'm here having conversations with the folks running the show. You can't hear them. The New York Times will say that I talk to imaginary people. Literally, folks. Let's let's go ahead and take more calls here. Let's talk to Megan in Pennsylvania. Megan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I called you yesterday about that police department in Pennsylvania.
They didn't like cameras in their bathroom to watch them, which I said I think is horrible. There shouldn't be cameras watching police in the bathrooms, but they always do it to the enforcers first, so they'll be happy to enforce it on us.
Right. And, the one quote from the chief of police, because he didn't even know about it, was, what is this, the KGB? Well,
did you email that to me?
I did, yes.
What time did you email it? Because I didn't see it in the email.
It was around 3:55 Eastern time. I'll look again. I can do it again.
You know what? Go to prisonplanet.com, and I just love you to death. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You're on millions of eyes and ears out there. Go get the articles, and on prisonplanet.com it says email webmaster.
Okay.
Click on that email. Send it there.
Okay.
But for those that just joined us, I'll stop interrupting. Tell us about the article. Read us some of the quotes.
Actually, I don't have the article in front of me. I can just recap it a little bit.
Okay.
This town, the police department discovered these cameras in their locker room, all throughout the whole thing. And the other thing that was infuriating, the people, they had huge demonstration outside of the city council meeting the other night because...
Oh, I've got to have this.
They spent close to $10,000 of the taxpayer money without telling them what they were doing. And this is a small borough. They don't have...
Well, I want to know why the cops are upset. I've seen at least 15 school districts with cameras in the showers.
Yeah. So the follow-up so far is that they only have one female officer. So I think that she's...
Hey, why is it always okay for men to be seen naked? I've seen these articles where they let the women reporters into the men's showers in professional golf and football, but then a man tries to go in the woman's shower and is arrested.
Well, I have a better story for you about...
I tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about this.
Okay.
But, so what if it's only one woman being seen naked? What about the men? We have the same rights as women do. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. This is unbelievable.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jones here back live. We're talking to Megan, Pennsylvania. Megan, give me the name of the newspaper.
Okay.
The name of the town, and then run through just exactly what happened for folks, and I'm going to get this news article, but tell us the name of the newspaper.
Okay. It's called the Delaware County Times, and it's at www.delco, D-E-L-C-O, times.com, And it's actually the front page story on that website today, a follow-up story about...
So it's still at DelcoTimes.com, still the top story. I want this posted immediately to my webmasters, calling all cars. I want this up now, and I want to post under it all the articles we can find with the cameras in the 11-year-old girls and boys' showers in Tennessee and Texas and New York and California. And then I want to ask people, are we radical? We think that having drills where homeschoolers are terrorists is wrong. We think telling the people that mercury is nutritious for children is wrong. We think cameras in school and police bathrooms are wrong. We think being slaves are wrong. This is not a radical show. The government has gotten radical. Go ahead.
So it just goes into detail about they were also tailed by private investigators when they were on duty. So the police chief himself actually hired a retired FBI agent and licensed private investigator to sweep the police department for bugs.
And so even if the police were doing something bad, you got to get a warrant for that.
Exactly.
You don't put it in the showers. But the point is, the cops don't like this. Hey, I've heard you people, police out there, think we should put cameras in our bathrooms, but you don't like it, do you?
Right. Well, here's the worst news. Yesterday, when I was on the phone with you, actually, George Bush was at Valley Forge Park, which is about 2 miles from my home. And even though NORAD wasn't able to intercept any of these planes on September 11th, some poor old man went up in his private plane, and NORAD was able to scramble two F-16s to shoot flares at him and get him to land.
I saw that when I was in a restaurant last night on the TV set. Will you email that to me, too?
Sure will.
You are just awesome. So it's DelcoTimes.com.
Yep.
And we will get that posted.
Okay, great.
You are just absolutely fabulous. Anything else?
And I'll just follow up with you because I've written several articles for some local magazines on health and nutrition and stuff, so I might want to start writing some artices for
you. Yeah, if you want us to post them, we'll do it. You'll get a lot of readers, at least a few hundred thousand.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, if I start hyperventilating, folks, I love freedom, and the tyranny has just gotten so stupid. It's so ridiculous. How can other people not see this? And they're about to take the Internet away from us. They're taking talk radio away from us. They're taking Access TV away from us right at the time that everybody's starting to listen. I just want to thank all the AM and FM affiliates we've got. We need more stations, folks. We need more time on your stations. We need more time to get the word out to people. This is so vital. Before we end this hour, just briefly, you know what funds this operation? It's your support by getting my videos and the books and other videos I carry. I've made 11 films. The new one, American Dictators, is out. My 9/11 films are the best. My Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove details their satanic activities. Mainstream, folks, right out in the open. I caught them on tape. My films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95. The first 10 are $20 if you order three or more of any of my first 10 videos. The new one's only 90 minutes, so it's $19.95. And again, I carry a bunch of other great videos. Eric Hoffman's video and book, George Humphrey's video and books. You get a free booklet when you get George Humphrey's video from us on VHS or DVD. 1-888-253-3139. Stop waiting. Call. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Please call. Please get the videos. Please get them out to people. Please make copies. It's having an effect. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It is up to you to stand in the gap against this tyranny, to expose these killers. If you don't do it, cameras in the bathrooms, forced inoculations, giant prisons everywhere, satellite tracking and taxing in your cars, that's the future if we don't stop them. We'll be right back with the third hour.